Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. After listing those tumos that would cause a Nazir to be soser his nazirus and have to start again, our Mishnah Gimel lists tumos that, despite being quite serious tumos, and in some cases requiring the full 7 days with Parah Aduma processing for Tahara, nevertheless, they do not cause the Nazir to need a Teglachas Tuma and to restart his nazirus. So here's our list. Aval, however, has sechachos. Sechachos are our tree branches that are overhanging tree branches. The hapiraos, overhanging rock outcroppings. And so the both of these cases, we have multiple outcroppings in the same area. And if there was a kezayis ben ameis, a small piece, an olive-sized piece of a dead body, under one of the branches or outcroppings. And now the Nazir walked through this area, and he definitely passed under some of these branches or outcroppings, but we don't know whether he passed under the one specifically that had the Kezayis ben ameis on it. And so we have here really a suffek tuma. It's perhaps he's tame, and he'd have to treat himself as tame d'oraisa and go through the whole Tahara Aduma process, but really it's a suffek. And so that's the first two. Number three is Ubeis HaPras. Ubeis HaPras is a field which is known to have had a grave, but which has since been plowed. The Chachamim made a gezerah that 100 amos around the grave is considered to be tameh, like an actual mace, a clod of dirt from that field, or somebody who walks in that field. Is mitame like a dead body, and there's gzeira here. The reason is gzeira is perhaps the plow in plowing the field dragged a small fragment of bone, and bone, as we know already, is mitame, even if it's only a barley sized piece of bone if it's touched or carried. And secondly, or the fourth, but the second in this category, the eretz ha'amim. Lands outside of the land of Israel. We've actually mentioned this in the past. Outside the land of Israel, all land outside Eretz Israel, Eretz Ha'amim, is considered Tamei Midrabanan because of the fact that there are very probably or very likely dead bodies around. And because many other cultures have different practices of what to do with their dead than we do, and therefore it is very possible that in a non-Jewish country you would come upon accidentally, without being aware of it even, small pieces of or fragments of dead body, or step on something, or you know, won't even know. And therefore the Chachamim made a blanket gezeira of all of not Eretz Israel. Here too, so these two, Beis HaPras and Eretz Ha'amim, these are tumos that are a full-level tumos, but they are actually only Darabanan. The next category, however, is really full-out tumas meis. The Hagolah and the Hadofek. The Golah and the Dofek usually go together. Golah and Tofek are two parts of a grave. There are several opinions about what parts of a grave these are. One is the golel is a large round stone. When they used to use burial caves, they used to roll this very large round stone in over the mouth of the cave to seal it, and that's the golel. And then they would stick a smaller stone, like under the wheel, as a under the this round stone under the wheel as a chalk, right? And that is the dofek, to prevent the wheel, the you know, this large round door stone blocking, sealing the grave cave from opening, from rolling away. And so those two stones, even though stone ordinarily cannot become tameh at all, much less tameh mace, these two stones, the golel and dofek, are tameh mace, like the mace itself. And they generate a 7-day tuma. The next item on the list is a revius dam, a quarter of a log of blood, or more, right, but less than a half a log. We had a half a log of blood in the previous Mishnah. Now, the quarter of a log of dam is actually not only tamei b'mago b'masa, if you touch it or carry it, but actually even b'ohel. And so it's really a curiosity that it's on this list. V'ohel, the ohel itself, in ohel ames, if something is covering over the dead body. There's a body in this under this cover. Here we're talking about somebody who touches the ohel from the outside. So if the mace is under this ohel and somebody touches the ohel from the outside, that would generate a tumas mace that is on this list and not on the previous Mishnah. Virova atzamos, and a quarter kav of bones in an ohel. We've already seen that a single barley-sized piece of bone, if touched, would cause stira. That's in the previous Mishnah. But in an ohel, bone does not cause stira at all. But a quarter of it causes the process. A quarter kav of bones will cause, in an ohel, will cause the process we have in our Mishnah, the non-stira process. The kelim hanogim mace, and utensils that are actually touching the dead body, which are tame like the mace itself. And ordinarily, tuma goes down one level every time it transfers to another object. A kelim touching the actual mace become tame like the mace himself, become an avi avos hatuma, the highest possible level of tuma. According to some opinions, this is specifically true for metal kelim. And not for others. But according to other opinions, it's true for all kelim. All of the items we just listed in this section of the Mishnah are cause full tumas shiva, full tumas mace. Nevertheless, they're on this list and not on the list of the previous Mishnah. Also, the Mishnah continues, v'yemei sofro v'yemei gomro. A mitzora in two categories. A mitzora v'yemei sofro is a mitzora who has completed his taras. His taras went away. So now he has to go through a tara process. The tara process involves counting days, and it is very similar to the tara process of a tamei meis. And yemei gomro are the days that a mitzora has been confirmed with full tumas taras, and now he's just to wait for the taras to go away. And so this, the tuma of taras in both of these, the tuma of the mitzora in both of these stages of taras is very, very similar to tumas meis. So for all of these things, all of these tumas we mentioned in our Mishnah, al elu, ein nazir migalech. The nazir does not cut his hair. Okay, so that's very different than the previous Mishnah, where all of those things caused the nazir to cut his hair. Here the nazir does not cut his hair. Umaze barshlishi washvi. For those that are tumos meis, meaning not the mitzora ones, but for the ones that are related to tumos meis, he has to get sprinkled with the mechatas, the paraduma water, on day 3 and on day 7, as part of his tara process. The eino sosar sakodmin, he does not lose the earlier days. His count is frozen by the tuma, but not reset. Umatriel umonamihad. And once his tara process is concluded with his tvila, right, in Har of Shemesh, at the end of everything, at the end of the 7 days, he goes to the mikvah, and the next morning, right, after Shkia, he has Har of Shemesh, the sun goes down, he is now done, he is now tahor, and he immediately resumes his count where it left off. And the korban ein lo, and there are no korbanos. Now, the Mishnah continues, Be'emes Amru, the truth is, and when the Mishnah tells us Be'emes Amru, it means this is a halacha that everybody agrees to. It is absolutely 100% true and agreed to by everybody. And what is this halacha? Yemei hazav ve'hazava v'yemei hezger shemetzora. There are actually three other kinds of serious tumos that weren't on either of the lists that we had before. Azav and azava. These are both different types of tuma with some flow from the body for a male or a female during their time of ziva, and a mitzora during his days of hezker, during his days of isolation and observation, when he has taras, but we need to see if it's going to grow or go away. And in, so he has not yet been confirmed to full mitzora status we had before of gomro. So in these tumos, the zav and the zava during their ziva, and a mitzora during his days of Hezger, Hare Elu Olimlo. Even though these are serious tumos, for these serious tumos, he doesn't even interrupt his count. He just keeps counting. These days count as Nazirus as well, because this is not a sufficiently serious level of tumah It is not sufficiently close to Tumas Meis to be considered something that would interrupt, and much less soser, the count.